Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to U.S. National Elections Now. This is Sean T. Brown, your host. We have our dynamic guest in the studio today, Michael Bloomling, Jr., military veteran running for Congress out of the 21st District in Florida. He's also my co-host on the Michael and Chauncey Show, and he's been hitting the ground across the country, reaching out, letting people know about his platform, what we stand for, what we need to do to save our country as we move to the 2020 elections. I'd like to welcome to the show my co-host and partner in crime, Michael Bloomling, Jr.
Thank you, Chauncey Brown, for having me. It's a real honor. You know, we're out here. We're getting media attention now. People are really, really starting to understand that not only am I running for U.S. Congress in Florida District 21 against Lois Frankel to help the community, help preserve our Constitution, help to fight the rights that we're trying to be infringed upon, which we have no business even being under. But that's why God gave us a clear conscience and a value system to fight for what we believe in. And I believe that patriots like you and I are going out here to spread the message through our platforms, through the work that we've done throughout our entire lives. And I think people are starting to realize that and they respect that. So we definitely need people to go to my website, michaelbloomlingforcongress.com, electbloomling.com, and also bloomlingforcongress.com. You can make a donation to my campaign. I need volunteers. And we need to put this thing in the end zone. We got today's championship Sunday, so we need to make sure we get that trophy, and we can go ahead and go to U.S. Congress and make a difference.
Also, Michael, what is your Patreon address? Let's put that out there, too, in case people want to donate. They can go directly to Patreon as well, or just to your website.
I prefer that people donate to the campaign. If you want to contribute to my podcast, Live with Michael Bloomling Jr., you can do that at Patreon.
Oh, okay.
If you want to contribute to the Michael and Chauncey Show, you can do that at Patreon.com as well. We have both of those accounts up there, and also I believe that Chauncey has one up for Conservative Talk Radio. So there's a lot of different ways to interact with us. The bottom line is, though, that we need to come together as a country. When I served in the United States Army, I talk about this all the time. When I look to my left, I look to my right, I just see Americans with a patch on their shoulder, and they were willing to defend the Constitution and sacrifice their life for America. So I want to make sure we give a shout-out and a praise of respect and love to all of our military members, all of their family members serving in harm's way, all of our United States military veterans, all of our patriots who have sacrificed their lives, our Gold Star families. God bless you. I love you all, and you're in my heart. You're in my prayers. And I do this because I love the community and I love this country. I was born in Fort Benning, Georgia. A lot of people know my story, but we need the story to get out there because this is a calling for my life. I give all the praise to God, and I want to serve the communities. I want to make sure our religious freedoms are protected. I want to make sure our freedoms are not infringed upon, and I want to make sure that the American people, when they put their head in the pillow at night, that they have the best quality of life possible and they live in a safe neighborhood and they have the resources they need to live a productive life here in America, which is the land of the free because of the home of the brave. And we just got to keep pushing forward and trying to do better.
Amen. For those that are tuning in, you're listening to U.S. National Elections. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Our guest in the studio is Michael Bloomling, Jr., candidate for U.S. Congress in Florida, District 21. It's very important that you reach out, help out. We need patriots like him in U.S. Congress to kind of fight for the common man and fight for the Constitution to protect our rights and liberties, our Second Amendment, First Amendment, and all the rights that we want to preserve as American citizens. Michael, what are some – I know that, a couple of issues that are very passionate to you is I believe it's child sex trafficking is one of your passionate issues. I know veteran for the homeless is a very passionate issue. What are some of the other issues that you, when you get to Congress, that you'd like to try to address besides if there's any secondary issues or other issues besides those major ones that you want to deal with?
Well, the main thing is that Lois Frankel, she's been in politics for about 30 years. She was the mayor of West Palm Beach. She was in the House of Representatives, in the Florida State Legislature. And what it comes down to is that there has been no jobs created in Palm Beach County, and we need to do that. So what I'm about is education reform tied into job creation with economic and workforce development. And we need to ensure that we have the ability to attract large businesses that bring jobs to Palm Beach County, to put people to work in the high-capacity jobs, whether it's a data architect with an information technology company, if it's a professional job. And also I want to make sure the small business owners are popping up at a high capacity in Palm Beach County with access to funding so that they can go ahead and provide for their families, stimulate the economy, and also pay taxes. Because when the small business owner is successful, they're contributing to society, and they're not only employing people, but they're paying in taxes. So when as a capitalistic enterprise that I believe in, being a conservative Republican and with the value system I have, I believe that if you create something good, it's good to pay taxes. A lot of people are like, well, I don't want to pay taxes. Well, you know what? If you're making revenue, you're creating gains, you're doing things, you're expanding your resources, you're providing a service or a good to the community, either locally or nationally or globally, that it's good to pay taxes. Paying taxes is not a bad thing, but of course we want less taxes. Less taxes help everybody, and it stimulates the economy because you have more money to reinvest into infrastructure of your business, or if you work for a company, then you have more money to invest into your family, into the stock market, other things like that. So we definitely want less taxes. But if you are paying taxes as a small business owner, that's a good thing. That means that you're producing something profitable. If you're not paying taxes, that means you're operating at a loss. I used to be a business owner. I started a company. I published 3 books. And that's something that's very, very important to me is the economic and workforce development. But before you even get to that point, you have to make sure that our parents and our children are given the best opportunity to put into the best place to succeed. On our show the other night, we talked about it. The literacy rate in this country, we're 28th out of all the countries that are eligible to be viewed. And the literacy rate means that you're able to read or write above an eighth grade level when you're 15 years old. So if the literacy rates, we're ranked 28th in the world, we need to improve that. That's the responsibility of parents and the community to come together. Growing big business and growing big business helps parents to be able to invest in their children. So that's a good thing. We need entrepreneurs to grow businesses. But we also don't need socialism in this country. We don't need the government trying to tell parents how they're going to educate their kids and in what manner. If a parent wants to grow up their family in Judeo-Christian values, they should be able to have school choice. And if they want to homeschool them or they want to use whatever way they want to have their kids learn, and that they're subjected to the information that's going to put them in the best position, we need to support the parents in doing so.
Amen. Amen. School choice is very important. The public educational system in our country needs to be revamped. The dollars aren't getting to the students. You know, still in our poorest areas in the country, teachers are still buying books and pencils and supplies for their children. That's an area that we have to look into. And I support school choice. And we really have to look at the educational system on the national level and what the federal role is. There should be some more checks and balances on those dollars, because the educational budget on the national level right now is larger than the military budget. And for our kids not to be able to compete globally, and for the left and the democratic policies or liberal policies to try to push on our children about sexual orientation is more important than cursive mathematics and trying to compete in a global society. It's very, very sad. And I hope that when you get to Congress, you'll look at those issues and you will bring some more moral integrity to our nation.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the thing. You got to be proactive, and that's what I'm all about. You know, there's a lot of laws already in place in this country. We just have to ensure that we're enforcing them. I want to crack down on white-collar crime. I think there's a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse of federal and state dollars and local money. And what happens is that we have the services that can be provided in the community, and either one, the nonprofits or the individuals who are getting grants and federal funding, they're not using the funds for what they're meant to be meant to use for, or we have a problem with organizations trying to use the money for the right thing, but they're actually not producing the outcomes because they don't have a good business model. So either of those cases, we have to ensure that we're empowering nonprofits and for-profits foundations that are relying on federal grants and money coming in from the states to be able to provide services to the community. The main thing is we need to make sure that white-collar crime is eliminated and there's stiff penalties for those that do, because the people that suffer when you have social programs being mismanaged or misappropriated means that someone is not getting a service that they need, or they're not getting a great service for what's being provided. And I believe that's a major problem in America, and that's something I want to fight for in Palm Beach County and support in Washington, D.C., in the U.S. House.
Right now, as you know, Congress sent the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. What is your perspective on what this current Congress has done by impeaching our president? And then what is your understanding or what are your thoughts now of how the process should be in the Senate?
Well, right now with the impeachment process, I'm just praying that Mitch McConnell is going to do the right thing and it's going to be an open and closed case. You know, you look at the House, what happened, okay? First of all, there's no witnesses that are being able to be brought forward. It's an absolute joke. I mean, honestly, for somebody who served this country, and I come back here after 3.5 of my 4 years overseas, serving America, highly decorated. I served in the 1st Infantry Division as a non-commissioned officer. Coming back home and seeing what our country has become makes you want to throw up. It's disgusting to see these leaders who are in these positions, and they're making their own rules. That's not right. It's not fair. It's not a bipartisan impeachment in the House. It's a hoax. It's not even – I mean, everything is on speculation. You know what? If I had $5 every time I went to the lottery machine here in Florida for the Powerball Mega Mill and I had great speculation, I would be a billionaire by now because I would have won the lottery 100 times over. So these people are living in a speculative world. But that's not the reality of the American people. The American people want something of proof and honesty and truth, and I don't believe that we have had that thus far. First it started with the Russian hoax, and now it's this Ukraine phone call. But I'd like to know why former President Barack Obama isn't brought up on charges of treason. Now, he takes an military airplane and puts unmarked bills to Iran. Iran turns around, puts that money into terrorist organizations and people like Soleimani, and then Americans are being killed with IEDs and EFPs. So with that being said, then our American soldiers who have been killed are being sent back on these same American planes back home here. Now, if that's not an act of treason and supporting and funding terrorism, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about taxpayers' dollars, several billion dollars, and with no accountability, no checks and balance, and the president allegedly, which he never did, withhold aid to a country that has been known to be corrupt, okay, and they finally have a legitimate president in there now who is not corrupt and is willing to work with the United States. And the left tries to turn it around. Yeah, it's sad when, you know, we watch the Democratic Party impose their own political will upon the Constitution with no factual basis. And it's sad. And you have the media that's going along with it. You know, as we talked about in our other show about a week ago, about what we need to do with our children's educational system is talk about civic duty, civic responsibility, statesmanship, American government, American history. I mean, this is the foundation of what our country is founded upon, And, you know, we have these, you know, these liberal professors now coming out with the socialism doctrine that's undermining the founding of our country.
Absolutely. Socialism sucks. We definitely don't want that. And also, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Now, with that being said, what the left is trying to do is they're trying to ensure that they take all the constitutional rights that they can, and they want to manufacture lies and propaganda, and they do that through these fake news and the media. And so when that happens, we get this false narrative that's pushed out there, and people that are committing crimes are going to have access to weapons anyway. Now, if you look at what happens in England, right? They have no guns, but there's more stabbing deaths than shooting deaths in America. So that goes to show you that it has nothing to do with a gun. It has to do with criminals. If a criminal has a criminal mind, they're going to do anything they can to commit a crime, whether it's an act of passion crime that happens in the spur of the moment or something that's calculated. These crimes and these criminals, there's something that's triggered psychologically within them. That's why we have to be aware of behavioral health in the communities. And I want to be a leader in U.S. Congress for behavioral health and also individuals with disabilities. It's very important that we don't categorize and we push people to the side. For example, veterans get a bad rap if they had, you know, a traumatic brain injury or they had a PTSD that, you know, they can't work in the workforce or they need a reasonable accommodation and we don't want to deal with that. You know, there's so many forms of discrimination in this country. And then the right, we get Republicans get called racist when we're the furthest from racist. And on the left, if you don't do exactly what they say or how they want to do it, then we're a racist. So that's the thing. We need a dose of reality in this country. We don't need red flag laws. Red flag laws or a gun registry, which is what is trying to take place in Virginia under the racist, the real racist, Governor Northam, who I met before when I was working, running the veteran program for the state of Virginia. I actually voted for Ed Gillespie. He lost by about 150,000 votes in 2017, right before I moved down to Florida. And he was a pediatrician. Now, I don't understand how this guy is coming out with all this stark laws on guns whenever, you know, he's a pediatrician. How does he even come? This has to be something that's institutionalized for somebody like that. A pediatrician, then all of a sudden he's calling a state of emergency in Virginia in the capital. So these kind of things don't make sense, but we have to be aware. We have to be woke. We have to understand that the American people aren't stupid, and we're not going to just take the blue pill that's being shoved down our throat and digest it.
I'm very, very thankful that you brought up about the mental health issue and the mental health crisis in America, not only with veterans, but also with the opioid crisis, the fentanyl crisis. These are real crises that are affecting real people's lives on a daily basis. We're losing people on a daily basis at an alarming rate to this poisonous drug. And yes, you know, we have to, as a country, attack mental health and how this fentanyl and these opioids are getting into our country through China, through Mexico. And this is what we need to do because, our community is dying. We're killing each other. We're killing our kids, you know. So until, like you said, we address mental health and we address the opioid crisis and fentanyl crisis, going after making gun laws is only attacking law-abiding citizens. You're not addressing the issue with trying to really protect the public good. Because in my own personal opinion, you can't legislate morality. You know, like
exactly.
You said earlier.
We need more checks and balances. We need more checks and balances, and not the outreach and overreach of the federal government. I worked in the federal government as an investigator for the Department of Labor under former President Barack Obama, who again should be up on charges of treason, for my estimation as an American citizen. What I see in front of me, based on facts and pertinent information, and in the court of law, that's pretty much why they go by to estimate if there should be charges or not, or facts and areas of truth. So that's important to realize that we do have former President Barack Obama who should be up on charges of treason. And I'm going to talk about this as much as I can because Our president's being impeached, but there's no facts, there's no truth of information, there's no pertinence of real facts that support this. But that's why we got to pray for our president. We got to pray for this country, because we have to stand up to what's going on in Virginia and California and Florida, here in South Florida, and like these other pockets of the United States of America where socialism is breathing hard. And we can't have open borders. We got to fight against immigration. We got to have good immigration. We need immigration reform. We got to protect the American people. We got to make sure that you're vetted, because there's a lot of terrorists who want to come to this country and kill Americans. And the more we realize that, the better off that we're going to be as a nation. And because our national interest is always something that's a priority, and we need to make sure that we're upholding the laws that are already in place, and the people that are helping to facilitate these crimes are being committed, are being put into prison, or they're deported out of the United States of America if they're here illegally.
Yeah, our borders must be secured. And I'm glad that our president got additional funding to build 100 more miles of a wall, I believe, in the southern border, and I mentioned a few days ago. Also, we signed the first phase of the China Free Trade Agreement. Also, the president has had another success with the U.S.-Mexico Trade Agreement. The president has had a lot of successes this week. Lowest unemployment rate, lowest labor participation rate. The Democrats can have big problems. They don't have anything to stand on, anything to run with. And I think it's our time now in 2020 to take our country back.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. That's why people got to vote red, white, and blooming. They got to go to my – please go to my campaign. I believe I'm the only person that the primary is coming up in August in Florida, District 21. I believe I'm the only candidate who actually loves the American people in the community here. I have a great amount of respect for the people in the community here. And I'm going to show that throughout the qualification. Once I get qualified in April, we have a qualification week. Once I get qualified, get my name on a ballot, I'll find out who else gets qualified, and I'll be able to show what I will bring to the table for the American people. And I believe I have a deep love for this country that is unparalleled.
Well, without question. Before we close out the show, can you please share with the American people your information again, for them to donate, to volunteer, to contact you if they want to have you on their platform, show, or what have you?
Yes, you can follow me at michaelbloomingforcongress.com, electbloomling.com, also bloomingforcongress.com. They all filter into the same website. It just got in the process of being revamped. If you'd like to be on my podcast, Live with Michael Blooming Jr., or the Michael and Chauncey Show, please reach out to myself or Chauncey Brown III, the host of today's interview. So, you know, just got to keep the message going. I'd love to be interviewed nationally, continue that. I was just on One America News Network last week and America Voice News. So please help me get my message out there, share my information. This is a national election. Funds can come from all over the United States of America. And I need your help, because this is our campaign. This isn't just Michael Blooming Jr., because I'm only a voice of the American people.
Michael, I want to say thank you very much for coming on the show today. Also, I'd like to remind everyone that you can join Michael and I every Tuesday and Thursday at the Michael and Chauncey Show at Blog Talk Radio every 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday. The Michael and Chauncey Show at 7-8 at Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to U.S. National Elections. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. You can follow us on Facebook at U.S. National Elections Now. Also on Twitter at U.S. Elections Now for future elections updates on the 2020 election. I want to thank our guest once more, Michael Blooming Jr., for coming into the studio and talking about what he wants to do in Congress, as well as identifying the problems that we have across the country and how he's going to go about solving them now, what he has done, what he will do when he gets into Congress. Our prayers go out to him and his family in his fright for wanting to stand up for our country once again. I'll be remiss if I do not say that I'm very humbled to recognize the birth date of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a fighter for nonviolence in the movement of civil rights for all Americans. So as we celebrate his birthday tomorrow, I wish everyone peace and love and respect for all. God, country, and family. Keep the faith, America first, and God bless America. We thank you once again, Michael Blooming Jr., for being on the show, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Good day now.
Thank you, Chauncey. God bless.